Your story matters. ABSA.
Mr. President, Your Excellency, we recognize also the challenges and uncertainties that have surrounded this period. And as a church, we commend you for providing sound leadership that has maintained stability in the nation. We further offer our prayers and encouragement as you lead this nation through this trying moment.
Crop Belt Provincial Minister Elisha Matambo has announced that farmers affected by the acid spillage in Chambishi will receive compensation for 3 years, a significant extension from the initially planned one-year period. Addressing the media in Indola this morning, Mr. Matambo explained that this extended compensation is designed to provide adequate support to farmers who suffered losses due to the environmental incident. Mr. Matambo says the three-year compensation plan will include an initial 16 million contribution from Sino Metals Leach Zambia Limited and Rongjing Mining Investment. He says this extension ensures that farmers are given sufficient time and resources to recover, as advised by the Zambia Environmental Management Agency, ZEMA, which confirmed that soil fertility will take at least 1 year to fully restore. Mr. Matambo has urged the affected farmers to be patient, reassuring them that government, through six ministries, is actively working on the process to ensure it is carried out efficiently. Meanwhile, Mr. Matambo has announced that President Hakainde Hichilema is expected in Indola tomorrow for a one-day working visit, during which he will commission the upgraded Chilanga cement plant.
Those were crops. They were supposed to be compensated both for their crops, which were damaged according to the size of the field, and also to be compensated for the soils. You know, the soil in those fields is affected. It will take a while for them to go back. Maybe the next farming season, they won't be able to plant anything. So in our first discussion with ZEMA, they said after 1 year, they will be working, Sino Metals and ZEMA and other agencies will be working on normalizing the soil. So they said after 1 year, they'll be able to go and plant their crops again.
The Lusaka Magistrate Court has granted former and former Member of Parliament, Maureen Mwonga, a 50,000 kwacha cash bail pending her appeal, with two working sureties required to pay 20,000 kwacha each. Lusaka Senior Magistrate Trevor Kasanda imposed the conditions this morning following Ms. Mwonga's 8-month sentence. This means that Ms. Mwonga will remain free until her appeal, challenging the conviction as erroneous in fact and law, is determined. On 16th May 2025, Ms. Mwonga was convicted on one count of seditious practices for remarks linked to the disappearance of former Petauke Central MP Emmanuel J.J. Banda last year. She was also fined 4,000 penalty units or 3 months imprisonment in default, but acquitted on a second charge. Accountant General Nsandi Manza has cautioned that inadequate controls and weak audit mechanisms provide opportunities for fraud and the misuse of public funds. Speaking during the Association of Chartered Certified Accountants, ACCA, pre-annual general meeting in Lusaka this morning, Ms. Manza emphasized that ineffective public finance management can undermine fiscal stability, potentially leading to budget deficits and an unstable macroeconomic environment. She highlighted that public finance management is a critical driver of national development, ensuring that public funds are mobilized, allocated, and utilized effectively and equitably for the benefit of all citizens. Ms. Manza, however, says despite the weak system, government has been implementing public finance management reforms since 2000, on which it has been building, on such as enhancing domestic resource mobilization.
Another issue which we are still grappling with is weak control and audit, lack of stability, potentially leading to budget deficits and unstable macroeconomic environment. And I'm sure all of us who are here, we can relate. FX, foreign exchange, 1 minute gains, another minute. And recognizing some of these effects of weak PFM system, government has been implementing PFM reforms since 2000.
In global stories, Mali and Russia have signed a series of agreements aimed at expanding mutual trade and strengthening economic ties. Among them is a pledge for greater cooperation on nuclear energy, according to details released by the Kremlin. The announcement of the deals came during a visit by Mali's junta and other world news stories.
The Hamas-run civil defense agency in Gaza says at least 21 Palestinians have been killed by Israeli forces as they were waiting near an aid distribution site. It said about 150 were wounded. Palestinian media say several more people died in Israeli airstrikes on Gaza City. A NATO summit is beginning in the Netherlands, at which allies are expected to commit to massively increased defense spending. The NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte has said they'll agree to spend 5% of their GDP on core defence and broader security investments annually within the next decade. A major corruption trial has started in Vietnam, where 30 government officials and 11 others are accused of financial crimes, costing the state more than $44 million. The group is accused of exchanging bribes for lucrative infrastructure contracts.
We'll take a quick break. We'll return shortly. Do stay tuned.
Phoenix FM.
Check. There we go.
106.7 and one Z.
And now for the business news.
The business news is brought to you by First National Bank. FNB. How can we help you?
The Zambia Meteorology Agency, ZMA, has introduced a certification system for fertilizer and seed prepackages aimed at ensuring products purchased comply with legal requirements and meet declared quantities on the market. Speaking during a stakeholder workshop in Lusaka this morning, ZMA Executive Director Humphrey Nkobeni says the certification system is anchored on the Meteorology Act No. 6 of 2017, which mandates the agency to establish robust pre-market and post-market surveillance mechanisms. Mr. Nkobeni notes that the agricultural and manufacturing sectors remain cornerstone of Zambia's economic diversification and food security, hence require regulatory systems that safeguard consumers and also empower industry players to achieve global competitiveness. He has expressed confidence that with the introduced system, the industry will have fair trade, ensuring consistency between declared and actual content, promote equity in business, and minimize consumer complaints. Mr. Nkobeni says this will also align Zambia's prepackaged goods with regional and global market requirements, opening up opportunities for export growth.
It is a consultative platform. We firmly believe that effective implementation of any certification system must be informed by those that affect voters, the packers, the distributors, the retailers, the regulators, as well as the consumers. We are here to listen, to learn, and to refine the system with your valuable input. Your feedback today will help us ensure the certification system is practical, inclusive, and impactful.
In foreign exchange news, one United States dollar is selling at 23.64 ngwe, 1 euro is selling at 27 kwacha, 1.6 ngwe, 1 British pound is selling at 31 kwacha, 7.4 ngwe, with 1 South African rand selling at 1.30 ngwe. Ends the business news.
The business news was brought to you by First National Bank, FNB. How can we help you? In a perfect world, life would not easily catch us off guard, but it sometimes does. That's why at FNB, we keep that in mind and offer you a solution for those unfortunate, unplanned moments. Our Family Protection Plan is a comprehensive insurance solution that covers funeral expenses and offers a cashback benefit. Hospital stays can be financially challenging, but with our hospital cash payout plan, you receive up to 1,000 kwacha daily cash benefits. At FNB, we have got you covered with the right insurance cover. FNB is a licensed commercial bank. FNB, how can we help you?
How can we help you?
To end the Phoenix news, another look at the headlines. President Hichilema says that Galungu is the only former head of state to die with immunity intact. Chambishi acid spill victims to get 3-year compensation package.